Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother.
Well, it's that time of the week. Every Monday, this half hour, Joe and Cindy Farini join us for their ongoing My Marriage Matters segment, and we're pleased to welcome them back this week. Thanks for coming back on the show, Joe and Cindy.
Thank you.
Good morning to be with you.
Now, first, we have to ask, Cindy, would you go to one of those rooms where you can break stuff, Cindy Farini?
Oh, I would go there in a minute, yes, because that's not the kind of thing I would normally do. I wouldn't throw a dish, or I wouldn't, you know, knock down a wall or something. But when we downsized to our present home, we were renovating it, and I asked our contractor, I said, you know, when you get to, like, start knocking things down or whatever, like, let me know, because I want to be the one to knock it down. Oh. So I had a video of me doing it, but, like, I don't have a lot of power behind me, so it was pretty vague, my slash to the wall. But I hit it a couple of times, and then when I was done, I realized right on the other side of it was the electrical box. So I wasn't, like, really well placing my hammer. So it could have been really disastrous, I suppose, if I would have hit it really hard with the metal hammer.
Well, but, good thing you were weak.
Yeah. And if Dallas Jenkins, I privately emailed him, I said, if you ever have a scene that you don't need someone who you know, wants to be the diva of the movie, I would love to come and do a scene and just be like a wild woman.
Start breaking stuff?
Yeah, I would love that. That'd be great. Dishes, you know. Yeah, I would like that. Just one time. That's all I would need.
Yeah.
How about you, Joe?
Better for Dallas than for me. That you can see that.
I can't picture Dad doing that. But
no.
I think it's good to have some way to release that that anger, that anxiety, or whatever you want to call it. I think exercising, I think Kathleen does this very well. She likes to go out and jogging, and, you know, that was the one thing that I used to love to do as well, get out and run. And I can't quite do that anymore, but it's just everybody needs some way to vent in a healthy way. So I think that's okay.
Well, and, you know, speaking of that, in plenty of marriage relationships, the husband and wife can frustrate each other, particularly when it comes to the question you have for this week you got from somebody. So can you give us the question, and then we can start talking about answering it?
Sure. The listener question was this: what do you do when your spouse doesn't acknowledge the changes you've made and keep bringing them up like your old habits? And I'm going to let Joe start, because we each kind of took this from a different angle. Joe, why don't you start, and then I'll explain my angle.
Your anger? Okay. You do that. Okay, great. We'll talk later. All right. Well, listen, you know, obviously this is an individual that's having a hard time letting go of the past here, and I suspect everybody on listening to this right now can relate to this in one way or another. And it would be helpful for me to know, what's the old habit that's being referred to here? And since we don't know the answer to that, I'm going to assume this has nothing to do with flossing your teeth. All right. I'm guessing that that's not an issue here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm thinking that what we're going to do here is that we're dealing with a sin habit. Okay. And the offended spouse cannot and or will not accept the change. And if that's the case, then we need to go back to the beginning and really apply some basic principles needed to resolve conflict in that relationship. Again, if we're dealing with a sin habit here of the offending spouse needs to, if you will, officially ask for forgiveness for those past sins. And at that point, the offended spouse needs to then grant forgiveness for those past sins. If that's not being done, or that has never been done, it's going to be difficult for this individual to really not see those past sin habit consequences being played out. And so true forgiveness needs to be sought, and it needs to be granted. And until that is done, those improvements, as good as they may be, are going to be not fully appreciated by the other spouse. So those are my initial thoughts.
Hmm. Cindy?
Yeah, and it's interesting, because often Joe and I, when we prepare these, and actually he's at home and I'm in Florida, so we didn't like sit down and talk about this. We don't usually. We try to bring it kind of fresh when we come to the radio. But I actually did take it from a different standpoint, and I was thinking, you know, what if it's something like the father said, you know, I'm not really engaging with the children very much, and I'd like to do that more, and here's how I'd like to do it, and then he doesn't. And then how might the wife be responding to that when he said he was going to make a change and isn't doing it? Or something like, you know, yes, I want to have family devotions, but then never really steps up and does them, or maybe it's not paying the bills and maybe not paying them on time, or just not following through with things that they said they would do. And I know habits are hard to establish. So I guess I was thinking, so I'm going to just put this like this. I'm going to say this is the wife who's responding about her husband, that she's upset that he's not following through with things. And I would just like to suggest a couple maybe thoughts and questions. One would be, you know, the thought is, you know, we're still learning. All of us are still learning. None of us are perfect. So what is a way that she could come alongside her husband, whether it be a sin issue like Joe was talking about, or just a not follow through issue like I'm talking about? How can she be more supportive of him instead of maybe, you know, putting him down or telling him, you know, you're not measuring up, in whatever words she uses, that's basically what she's saying. And one of the things that we teach when I speak to the women on Sunday at Family Life Weekend to Remembers is, you know, sometimes we have to have words of silence, and that is just basically holding our tongue and not saying anything. Now, if it's a sin issue, I don't think you can just cover it up. But if it's an issue and they're trying, if they are trying, I think we need to give them words of encouragement, or for her to, or him, to look for like that moment where they can encourage the other person. So maybe they, you know, follow up and pay half of the bills to say, wow, that's great that you did that. And it really eases my mind when you do that, because I'm frustrated.
Mm-hmm. Dad, did you have any other thoughts on this?
I think that's really a lot of wisdom there that she's talking about there. But again, it would be good to know what the issue is here. But again, I'm taking it from the sin perspective. Mm-hmm. And again, the only thing this offended spouse can see at this time and remember is the devastating effects that were caused by that old habit. And so my recommendation would be to go back in time, ask for forgiveness for those past offenses. And just because, you know, she's making progress, since we're saying this is the woman here, since she may be making progress and having some great victory over a certain area of her life, the hurt and the woundedness caused by those previous bad habits are still painful, and they're still there in the forefront of this guy's mind. So at some point in time, we need to engage at that level of discussion and say, okay, what's the real issue going on here?
Yeah.
And I'm making progress. You don't see it. What's going on?
One thing that Nathan and I have done, too, that I have found helpful is, you know, we faced a lot of difficulty, a couple years ago. And I said, you know, I don't know how I'm going to get over this. And he said, it's okay if you bring it up and we talk about it. He's like, I'd rather us talk about it than you being pent up and like bursting. And he's like, but this can't go on forever. So just like we were really open about the fact that like it's going to take time to heal a wound, and it's okay to talk about it, but we also can't dwell upon it, you know, in our old age once we get older. And it's like, remember that thing you did when we were 20? So.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what, Kathleen, that's really wise too, because as I've mentioned a couple of times on this program, Leslie Vernick has a saying, and if listeners want to write this down, this is like, I have it in my calendar, I have it in a bunch of places, but I have it memorized because I want to be able to share it with people. And that is, a healthy relationship is mutually caring, mutually honest, and mutually respectful. And when you take any one of those things, whether it's caring, being honest, or being respectful, you take any one of those out of a relationship and it becomes an unhealthy relationship. And so what you just described, it's caring, it's honest, and it's respectful. And that shows a good, healthy relationship. And I would guess that whether it's the kind of situation that Joe was talking about, that it's a sinful habit, or that I'm talking about, it's just a something that they're not following through with, you know, we have to, as a couple, learn to be caring in the situation, honest and respectful. And so sometimes we have to come to our spouse, you know, really in a humble way, and not always pushing the bar higher and higher where they'll never, ever reach it. And sometimes I think some people just expect so much that they'll never really be happy. And then that's an issue I'd say, you know, you're going to need some, maybe some help to get through that because it's just not healthy.
Some great advice again this week from Joe and Cindy Farini with our ongoing segment heard every half hour, or I'm sorry, every Monday this half hour, not every half hour. Goodness. I don't know if there's that much to talk about. Joe and Cindy Farini, how can folks reach out to you if they want to learn more?
Well, we would love to hear from them either through our website at joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com, or if they want to come to the Facebook page, it's called My Marriage Matters. We put something on there every day, Monday through Friday at 9 o'clock, just a little, either a bit of wisdom or something to do. And so my thought for something to do for the listeners and for ourselves to do today, too, is to ask ourselves, you know, what are we still in the process of personally learning that we still have, you know, room to grow? And let's take that next step and grow in that direction.
Great. We'll see you next half hour, right?
Okay. And then after that, the next half hour, too.
So. Yeah. All right.
See you, friends.
We'll be there.
All right.
So much.
Take care. Have a good day. Yeah, bye-bye. Too.